Please be joined on the line right now by the head coach of the Northeast Navigators, Ken Quinney. The training camp for the Navs getting underway this weekend. I guess the first question for you here, Ken, is excited to finally get things underway again.
Yes, I think it's been a month since we usually start, and myself and I know a lot of the players and young men are ready to get going.
And I understand the plan for the league, from what I haven't heard previously, is they were going to get some exhibition games potentially starting next week around October the 10th. And I did see a little earlier this morning the AJHL, the junior A level, said they're going to be starting on the 9th. So does it look good for the plan right now to maybe get some games going starting on the 10th?
Yes, Hockey Alberta has approved our exhibition cohort play with Fairview. We're going to play 5 games of exhibition play with Fairview starting October 10th and for the month of October. And we're hoping to get approval, you know, for the month of November to maybe start some pod play and bring in a team, another northern team, Fort St. John, and see if we can't get some more games in.
So you guys at Fairview are going to be playing some games throughout the month of October. Sounds pretty exciting. Now, how about the some of the players on the team? You probably spoke to a few of them already throughout the summer. How have some of the guys been preparing for getting ready to go here?
They were getting pretty, you know, excited to get started here. Some of them have been working pretty hard all summer. A lot of guys, you know, plan to start in September like normal, and this little delay is really, you can tell it's starting to bother them. Everybody wants to get started.
Yeah, definitely a lot of people getting antsy as well now. Once we finally get some the action going for the season, what's the sort of type of team you want to have this season?
Well, the way things are looking, I'm hoping to get 10 players returning from last year. So it's going to leave a lot of openings for some new guys to make the roster. Hopefully we can fill those spots. We are expecting a good turnout at camp. Registration numbers are already coming in. And also with regard to the team, we do have to fill in our goalie position. Ryan Noble has graduated on as of last year. So that number one spot is open. So I am expecting a large goalie turnout.
And of course, you mentioned you're hoping to get a number of players back from last season. Of course, last year's team made it to the league finals, was supposed to play Fort St. John before things happened in the world. Do you think that's, you know, what happened at the end of last season? Do you think that sort of gets sort of extra motivation for some of those returning players to kind of go out and kind of finish the job this year?
Yes, there's a core group that's been together here for the last 2 seasons, going into the 3rd season. And yeah, they want to just keep going and kind of prove that, you know, last year we deserve to get to where we were, and we want to do it again.
Of course, probably going to be a little limited, the number of fans we can have in the building, at least for some of these first few games coming up here. But do you think do you get the sense from sort of, you know, people around town here, sort of the fans in the community, about that they're sort of getting sort of ready to go and amped up for the season as well?
I really do. I think, you know, with the way things are right now, there's not a lot of things people can do, and, you know, we can make it safe for them to come and watch our game of hockey, you know, a couple nights a week. I think it would be a good thing for the community and for the fans.
All right. Well, we're certainly looking forward to that. NAFS head coach Ken Quinney, thanks for joining us here today.